all else. Our God, we call to you to worship us, your faith. Our God, we call to you to worship at your feet. Our God, we come to you to worship your throne. And yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. From the bottom of my heart to the depth of my I say yes, Lord, completely my soul says yes. My soul says yes. I love you, my God. I love you. From the bottom of my heart to the depth of my soul, yes, I love you, oh God. I really do. My soul says yes. I really do, rock on. My soul says yes. I really do, Lord. My soul says yes. I really do, Lord God. My soul says yes.
Yes.
I really do, Lord God. My soul can you say yes this morning to the will of God? Yes, to the winning word of wisdom. Even as we come and bow down in the presence of the Holy God this morning, we are saying yes. Mary said yes. She said yes to the word of wisdom. Even when it doesn't sound right, ethical, it doesn't sound normal for a virgin to conceive without mating with a man. But Mary said yes. Every day we have to say yes, either to God or to ourselves, or to something that is unto God. But beloved, you and I, we have made up our mind to say yes. Yes to the word of winning wisdom that maketh God's word to find expression in our lives. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes to your will. Yes to your word. Yes to your way. Yes to you, Lord. comprehend. For a thousand years, our faithful friend, he called me a stallion. I'll choose you again and again. I choose you again and again. You mean so much to me, the Lord. Yes, sir. I choose you again. I'll choose you again and again. I'll choose you again and again. You mean so much to me, the Lord. I'll choose you again. You meant so much to me, the Lord. I'll choose you again and again and again, Lord. You meant so much to me, the Lord. I'll choose you again, for thy is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a lamp unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a lamp unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a lamp unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. When I feel afraid, I think I've lost my way, still you're there right beside me. Nothing will I fear as long as you are there. Please be near me to the end. Thy lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I will not forget your love for me, and yet my heart forever is wandering. Jesus, by my guide, had hold me to your side, and I will love you till the end, so that nothing will I fear as long as you are near. Please be near me to the end. Is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path, and a light unto my path, and a my part. For in this world of many choices, there's a call on many voices, for they all reach out to meet me. I turn my eyes to thee, for I found in you a faithful God that will stay with me till the very end. For I found in you a faithful friend who called me his Valerio. For I found in you a faithful friend who calls me his Valerion. For I found in you a faithful friend. He calls me his very own. Beloved, this morning, I want you to know that daily we face with choices, and we have voices speaking everywhere and anywhere. The Lord begins to paint a picture in my eyes. If even as we begin to worship the Lord this morning. And the scenarios where there are choices and where there are voices. Choices that needs to be made and voices that has been heard. Beloved, and I see an offloading and an unloading. Where the choice that you make today will determine how far you will go. Man is completely used to saying to the Lord, hear my own voice. Man is also used to saying to the Lord, let your ears be attentive to my voice. Hear the voice of myself, my supplication. Man is used to say to the Lord, attend to the voice of my cry. Man is used to say to the Lord, my voice shall you hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee. I will look up to you for what you will give me. Man is used to say to the Lord, I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he had me out of his holy ear. Because man is faced with issues that need intervention and response from God. But it takes a man that hears the voice of God, whose voice shall be heard. Beloved, but God is saying, that if you and I will diligently hear the voice of the Master and hearken to his voice, wisdom will inform our decision making. Because the voice of the Master is the voice of wisdom. Beloved, pay attention. Giving hearing to the voice of the Lord Beloved will inform our choices and give direction and instruction to the path we must tread. Beloved, a wise son makes glad its father, but a foolish son is the grief of his mother. The foolish does not hear. Now have the right perspective about the journey. But Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and the voice of a stranger they shall not follow. My sheep hear my voice, so God has a voice, and there is also a stranger voice. Let us go to John chapter 10 this morning. John chapter number 10. Walking in winning wisdom by taking heed to the voice of the Lord. Beloved, the future is so bright, and God is going to be so good. But here is the condition. It's about whose voice you hear and whose voice you obey. Jesus begin to speak thus about the invention of the gate crashers. I call them the arm robbers, the stranger. Beloved, that crashes through another way and not the way of the Lord. This is a long verse, chapter of scripture this morning that I want to deal with, because there are scenarios that God is dealing with. I see scenarios, and I also see the various people that is concerned. I see your roles at work. I see that there is a personality. Right now you are on this call. see you traveling, whether you travel recently or you are just traveling or about to travel. So that when I deal with this situation this morning, you will know I'm talking to you and you want to pray as if you have never prayed before. I see your suitcase, one big suitcase and one small suitcase. And I see that you have a name printed on one of the suitcases. I will not say more than that. But as I speak, you will know that I'm directing my word to you. And God can set a meeting for one, and one person can be represented by many people. And I am also speaking to you. I see it. Two rows, and I see the God between. I see a project manager. I see a business analyst. And I see in your office there is a staircase. When you come into reception area, there is like a staircase or an escalator where like the porter can help you so you have a good job. And they can help you to take your suitcase to the place where you can keep them. I'm talking to you this morning. But beloved, there is also a location, thought scenario. I see three locations involved. I see London, England. I see a representation of Canada. I also see America. The only thing I will not give away on this call, which God said hold it, is the names, because I hear the names and I saw the people. Beloved, hear the voice of the Lord this morning. To reassure you and to silence any voice contrary to the voice of the living God, the voice of a stranger. I see that even as I speak this morning, just to help you to know that you have to press in, one of you. I see you approaching the lift area. And I see somebody, a man, wanting to converse with you. I'm talking about a woman in that scenario now. One thing to talk to you, but you were actually eating and you made sure that whatever was in your mouth, you finished eating it. And whoever that person is that wanted to commune with you at the lift area, like a friend will communicate. It's an enemy whose voice is not supposed to be heard. A gate crasher that can crash out what was meant to be beneficial to you. So that voice, I silenced in the mighty name of Jesus. So very truly, I tell you, Pharisees, anyone who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate or climbs in by some other way is a thief and a robber. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeepers open the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. The only way every child will know the difference between their parents and a stranger is that they have acquired an understanding because of the long term of relationship and the presence of and they have been in the presence of their parents. After a season, they understand and know the voice of their parents. It doesn't matter whether you put them on the phone or whether you were calling out to them anywhere at any time or whether you are far away, they will know that that is my mom. That is my dad. The discernment between the voice of a stranger and the voice of God and knowing the voice of God is that you have the word of God. And you can differentiate. So the voice that is counseling you on the way down, whose counsel, beloved, is to take you back to your past, whose counsel is to make you to find yourself in the place of defeat, in the place of former failure, in the place of history repeating itself, is not the voice of the Lord. So it is impossible in this month for you to fail because only the voice of the Lord is permitted for you to hear. Jesus said, I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. And all who have come before me are thieves and robbers. But the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief come only to steal and kill and destroy. But I have come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. The thief comes, yes, a scripture you know, yes, a scripture that you hear. Yes, a scripture probably you have preached on. Yes, a scripture that you have heard repeatedly. But beloved, this morning, Jesus was telling us that there are multiple voices. The voice that speaks of life. The voice that kills. The voice that destroys. The voice that kills. It is only the living that has opportunity. It is only the living that can move forward. It is only the living, beloved, that can have proceeds and profit in winning wisdom. But the voice that is seeking for profit, for blessing, for wellness, for healing. The voices that shortchange you, the voices that denies you, the voices that hinder what God wants to see done, it is not the voice of the Lord. What Jesus wants us to know is that there are multiple voices. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Every voice of a stranger that speaks after achievement to degrade, to bring a downturn, to hinder, to paralyze, to oppose, to restrain advancement. This morning I silence those voices in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. The voice of the sheep is careless when the wolf is coming. Because it was a stranger, a hired hand. Beloved, but the shepherd laid down his life. He knows his sheep. He knows their pain. He knows their trouble. He knows their issues. Beloved, but the voice of a stranger is the voice of abandonment. It's the voice of neglect. It's the voice of loneliness. Beloved, is the voice of non-care attitude. That is why the word of the Lord says, when my father and my mother forsake me. The Lord cares for me. But the truth of the matter is that the parental relationship is tight. Very, very close. But David has learned how to hold on to the word of God. He has learned how to take hold of the voice of the Lord. He understands how to dwell in the presence of the one whose voice is saved. Who is interested in him, whose mind is full of him, who is mindful of him. The alienator of his fear is confident, is stands by help. The one that gave him courage to press in. The one that gave him hope for tomorrow. Beloved, I'm speaking about the good shepherd, your God, this morning, whose voice will pull down the cedars of Lebanon. Whose voice melts the mountains and make them to become like wax in his presence. Whose voice alone can part the water of the Red Sea? Whose voice can make the mountains to skip like rams? The one that made possible what man considered impossible. He is God, who is the maker of way where there is no way. The Almighty God who said, before you call, I will answer you. I will show you great and mighty things which you do not know. That is why David said, I would rather be in your presence than to be in the presence of friends who can love me and leave me. Who can celebrate me and hate me. Who can sympathize with me. But I'm not capable of solving my problems. Who can go with me, but as far as it is convenient. Precious sense of God, this voice of the stranger. Go so far, but not all the way. Today, their voices, beloved of abandonment, voices of oppression, their voices that have become voices of anti-progress, their voices of anti-breakthrough, their voices that is anti your eyes. They are the voices of the Elijah. Their voice that sees the wolves coming. Their voices that see problem afar off. And beloved, even before the challenge happened that you have the power to overcome, there are voices that drown people from trying or from attempting or from taking step in the direction of winning. Even though you have the winning wisdom, there are voices of fear. I called them this morning, another voice. Because they are voices of another spirit. Beloved, they don't always start it like that. They look right and sound right. But they are not voices that make, they are not voices that build, they are voices that pull down, they are voices that bring discouragement, they are voices that bring despair. They are voices that is contrary to the voice of the living God that you must fight. And that you must resist. And that you must disallow. From continuity. And standing in your way of rising. And in beloved. Opposing you. They are destructive voices. They are cruel voices. They are voices of cheaters and haters. They are voices of deception. They are serpentine voices. They are voices of satanic wolves. They are harmful voices. They are voices. Beloved. That are contrary. To the word of the Lord. They are voices. That are grievous voices that must be silenced this morning. But David said in Psalm 27, it said in this scripture, it's at Psalm 27. Verse 3 said, though an army may encamp against me, my heart will not fear. Though war may rise against me, in this I will be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek after. That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. To behold the beauty of the Lord and to inspire, to inquire in his temple. For in the time trouble. It shall hide me in his Babylon, a sure place and a secure place. In the secret place of his tabernacle, it shall hide me. It shall set me high upon a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. Therefore, I will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When you say, seek my face, my answer to you, your face, Lord, I will seek, because I say yes to seek you. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servants away in anger. You have been my help. Do not leave me nor forsake me. O God of my salvation, when my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take care of me. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me in a smooth path. Because of my enemies, for false witnesses have risen against me, and such as breathe out violence. I would have lost out unless I have believed that I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Everything that the voice of the stranger is contending with, it's your courage to lay hold on the word of God. It's your faith in the unbreakable word of the living God. It's the voice that is saying that that word don't work, can't work. And you know that it is the voice of the master that has spoken his word to you, that this is the month of winning wisdom. So it doesn't matter how loud the enemy's voice is, the voices of the enemy shall not prevail over the voice of the living God. So you must be able to discern between the voice of God and the voice of the enemy. The voice of the Lord make promises to you that he will deliver. But there are voices around, like the voice that sounded like the voice of the friend. But there were voices of the enemy. There were voices that will give commitment that cannot be long-lived but short-lived. So the stranger was present with the sheep when it was convenient. And when it was not convenient, beloved, that was the end of the presence of the stranger. Because the wolf is a devouring animal. The voice of a stranger can be heard from friends, can be heard on the inside of a person, because they are the voices that makes you give up at the edge of a miracle. When the power to overcome, the power to prevail, the power to stay on that job without shaking, is on the inside of you, which is the winning wisdom. They are the voices that is making you to think, I went through it last time, look at this, I think I can see some writing on the wall. There is no writing on the wall. God put you there. Nobody is going to remove you. If God is for you, who is it that will remove you? The voices of the thieves that steal opportunity and give to another. The voices of the armed robbers that denies you of your portion is no longer going to be heard. The voice is the determinant of the voices that you hear. Of what is, what gives you the power of discernment is whose company you keep. Come with me into the book of Psalm number 1. Blessed is the man the choice of those who do not follow evil men's advice, who do not hang around with sinners, scoffing at the things of God. They are mockers. Whatsoever is trying to mock your faith, mock the word of the Lord. Scorn, despise, ridicule, beloved, belittle God's word in your life. God's voice, God promises to you, is a liar. It's the voice of a stranger. Whatsoever voice is taking you out of the place of holiness, suggesting to you to live a double standard life, it is the voice of another. That is not the voice of God. The voice of frustration. God does not frustrate anyone. The voice of humiliation. God cannot be humiliating his own people who submit to him. God is a resistor to the proud who said, I am all able by myself. I don't need God. They are the personalities that don't heed the voice of the living God. They heed their own voice, the voice of self. The voice of me, myself, and I. This is prayer. There is no point praying when we don't understand whose voice. So now, if you will sit back, you will see that it is only because you have listened to another voice, beloved, that you have made a mountain out of a molehill. The voice of the flesh, calculative and permutative, the voice of worldly wisdom. But there is a group of people on this altar this morning. They have the personalities that delight themselves in the law of the law, and who is full of it, whose thought, imagination, beloved, continually is on the word of the Lord, whether day or night. Beloved, what you have to know is that for them delight in the law of the Lord, meditating on it day and night. When you sleep, you really don't know what is going on, so you are not meditating in the night season. But beloved, the word is so much in you, is so much real to you, even in the midst of the darkness of the night. So the day when things are bright, the night when things are in the interesting way, you still know that the word of God standeth sure. God knows those who are his. You know that my rewarder liveth, my redeemer liveth, my hope will not put me to shame, my expectation shall not be cut short. Beloved, so he said, they are like trees planted along the river bank, bearing fruit each season. The season that you think it was like the broad daylight, or the season that it would look otherwise, God said, the winning wisdom which is Christ in you will still find expression, because that is whom you and I have looked up to. Now I know, if I can wait a little bit enough, and hold on enough, and keep my focus on the Lord. He that is coming shall come. It will not delay. It will be on time. They will bear their fruit each season. Their leaves never wither. And whatsoever they lay their hands on, they shall prosper. They are the personalities that can take a little dust to sell and they turn to gold. They are personalities that come to a place where they hear the voice of the Lord. Beloved, they are, that is it for them. They don't look at the weather. They don't listen to the voices. Jesus said, my own sheep, they hear my voice and the voice of a stranger. They do not follow. So, if we were to go by the voice of the Lord, it is reassuring to know that we will get the result of what God has spoken to us. So every other voice. Job was a good example. Beloved, all sorts of voices were speaking with him. His three friends that can go this far, but they can't go all the way. Why with him? Look at Job. Look at what Job had at the beginning of his season. The word of the Lord said he was the richest man in the east. Verse number 2. He had 7 sons. 3 daughters were born to him. Also his possessions were given. Were 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 female donkeys, and a very large household, so that this man was the greatest of all the people of the east. Beloved, but in a subtle and silent way, in spite of his riches, in spite of his fear of God, in spite of his achievement, there was an hidden voice that Job was hearing. In spite of Job being an honorable man, in spite of him being the eyes to the blind, being the feet to the lame, he was hearing some kind of voice. Beloved, that voice was exposed in the night, in the dark season. It said, for what I fear comes upon me, and what I dread befell me. I am not at ease, nor am I quiet, and I am not at rest, but turmoil comes. So the voice of the stranger maketh afraid. The voice of the stranger is the voice that takes away rest in the hearts of men. It's the voice that comes with turmoil. There is no reassurance. It has no voice of us, not the voice of hope. Look, Job would say in so many words, he said, I still dread all my suffering, for I know you will not hold me innocent. Because he has that hidden fear. In the daytime, and beloved, when the night came at, he expresses what he has lived with. And that is the voice that was saying that you are doing so is the voice that says, yes, when I hope for good, evil came. When I look for light, then came darkness. That's what the voice is that was inside of Job, but physically was doing well. And the voice was setting his expectation. The voice of suffering. There are people that have a lot of money in their bank account, but the voice of poverty make them to behave funny and you feel sorry for them. What is the point of having what you cannot even enjoy? Because the voice of fear is saying to you, setting your expectation in a negative way. Live life now and do the will of God. And silence the money voices that is taking over if they are to be disallowed. They are called the voice of terror. Job 30:15. Beloved, stay with me, because you are cleansed by the washing of water by the word. Every devil that thought that they have settled in you and begin to talk nonsense in your hearing and in your mind, that they formed the lies that set expectations that make things that are contrary to God's word to happen. Today they are silenced in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. They are voices of overwhelming terror. They are voices that make safety to vanish. Voices of insecurity. Those are the voices that must die this morning. They are the voices that you hear that says, when I want good, it's only bad that happens. When you want, beloved, that says that when you expect light to come, it is darkness. They are voices of emptiness. They are voices of confusion. Beloved, they are voices of evil pattern. They are demonic voices. They are voices of cruelty. Quell men operating from the dark places. There are voices that show up. They are joy spoilers. Psalm 74:20. It said the dark places of the earth is full of cruelty. Beloved, beloved, David said, consider the covenant, for the dark places of the land are full of habitations of violence. Let not the oppressed return dishonor. Let the afflicted and needy praise your name. Voices of darkness. There are voices that you must silence in that your office. Go there. Nobody hates you. They are not looking forward for you to fall. Enjoy your job. Do not be afraid. The Lord is with you. He that is with you is greater than he that is in the world. Nobody is coming after you. You are shielded and you are protected. And all is well with you. Beloved, so you saw Job. In Job chapter number 3 verse 5. Is it? Sorry, 325. Job said, what I fear must come upon me. Because that was his expectation. He said, yet when I hope for good, it was only evil that happened. But that is contrary to the word of the Lord. Because he has listened to a different voice. God's promise to you and to me is that the expectation of the righteous shall not be cut off. But it is important that the righteous have right expectation based on the voice of the Lord. The righteous must not expect and hope for evil. The expectation of the righteous, it shall be granted. Proverbs 23:18. Beloved, the word of the Lord is the word of wisdom. That's why the word of God says, know also that wisdom is like honey for you. If you find it, there is a future hope for you, and your hope will not be cut off. So every word of God, beloved, is the word of wisdom. He said, hold on to it, enjoy it, cherish it, lick it, get used to it, acquaint yourself with it. Don't acquaint yourself with the voices of lies that brings you down, that makes you discouraged, that make you feel frustrated, that make you feel fear. The voice of multiple personalities, multiple people in one body. Today I silence such evil voices in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, so they were the voice that opened a job up to trouble. But where am I going this morning? Come with me. Beloved, because when the enemy afflicted Job, everything vanished. And we saw the result was just because there's something wrong. He was doing all activities but was very much afraid. But beloved, the word of the Lord, the man that was making it because wisdom was on display. His friends were with him. Job chapter number 29. I mentioned something briefly. Beloved, I begin to go and study the book of Job and the book of Proverbs. And I see some deep things in these scriptures. Beloved, because Job had done so much. In verse 28, they were telling us, where does wisdom come from? Where is the place of understanding? It is hidden from the eyes of all living and concealed from the birth of the ear. Destruction and death say, we have had a report about it with our ears. Who God understands its way and he knows its place. For he looks to the end of the earth and sits under an old heaven to establish a way for the wind and apportion the waters by measure. They know that wisdom coming from the Lord. In 29, Job begins to talk about what he has been, who he has been. Beloved, what he had seen God done in his life. He went on and went on, and Eliu begins to talk. There were there, three people were there. He was hearing their voice. Eliu condemned everything that Job said. He thought he was being self-righteous. But there is something I want you to know. Your sympathizers, they know your pain. Many times your sympathizers, they have the solution to what you need. But because they were never speaking for God, they cannot give you the solution that you must have. God came to Job in Job 42 because Job said, God, I know you can do everything and that no purpose of yours can be withheld from you. It cannot be thwarted. You ask who is this, who hides cancer without knowledge. Therefore, I have uttered what I did not understand. Things too wonderful for me, which I did not know. Listen, please, and let me speak. You said I will question you, 42, verse 4. And you who shall answer me, I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you. Suddenly an illumination. But where am I going? He said, therefore, I abhor myself. I repent in dust and in ashes. Beloved, he has a voice of fear for many years. The voice of fear ruined him. He brought him to ground zero. And then in his zero moment, he was hearing other voices of his friend. Beloved, he was saying also that his Job was really speaking. He was maintaining that I was good. But it also exposed where the problem came from. He knew that he was listening to another voice. But look at the suffocation of the voices of men. When you are in a situation that is challenging enough, you don't need the voice of those who will make you afraid again. You need the voices of those who will give you up. Not up in the flesh, but up according to the word of God. When you are in the situation of deep end of sin, you need a voice of the person that can slap your face and get you out of trouble and don't allow you to get sink in the mud. You don't need a pity party that allow you to continue in the pathway where there is no life. When you have stopped trying, when you have stopped continuing in the way of God, you need the voice of somebody who hears the voice of God, who can tell you to your face and tell you you are out of order. Put your house in order. You need the voice of somebody who can bring you out. Somebody who is not looking for a gain that is personal, but looking for God. He has the voice of himself that created fear. How can you be rich and still be afraid? So, voice of fear was creating in him the voice of poverty, emptiness, the voice of death, the voice of destruction, the voice of God, it became manifested, beloved, as losses for him. Everything that he had was lost. That's why I hate negative people. Sorry, I don't hate your possible, I hate what you do. What you do is not beneficial. When you are such a negative personality, it is a voice of the devil. With the very word that devil came up with, is that did God say, did God really say, it is the voice of the devil. Beloved, Jesus said, I'm going to Calvary, I'm getting ready for my moment. And Peter said, no, it was not for God. He was thinking, I have not worked for this time. You are the one taking care of me, even my family. I didn't have to go back to the fishing industry anymore. So why do you mean that you that have saved my face and gave me honor and gave me privilege, you will now go? He said, no, far be it. And Jesus said, get thee behind me, Satan. Somebody needs to wake a Peter up and let the Satan that was taking the hold of Peter to lose its grip upon him. He said, by his stripes you are made whole. And somebody come to you and tell you that, don't you know that somebody else that was in that situation, this is what happened. Get them out of your house and say, shut up and get out. It's better you lose them as a friend than to lose your life or to lose your destiny. Cut them off. Not every call you have to take. Not every person you have to take. When you are looking at those who carry the ark, it says keep your focus on them. You have never passed through this way before. It is a future that you are going to that you must reach. So don't come and tell me catalog and history of those people who have failed. Or don't come and tell me about history of those who have never attained what God has ordained for them. Don't come and tell me those who have the same scenario and they were never healed. The word of the Lord said, by his stripes I am healed. It doesn't matter that what still stands, whether I'm still in pain, whether I still feel funny. God's word standeth sure. He said, my word has gone forth out of my mouth. It shall not return back void. He said, I have opened before you a double door that no man can shut. So it doesn't matter how the voice is around. The voice that cannot help. Beloved, hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord. Stay here. It doesn't matter. Even here, if you are born in the same house with me and you are negative, you can never be my friend. Full stop. Because I will run away from you as the day is far from the night. They don't mix. He said, flee. Because you must be Pastor Eli, what are you saying? He said, flee from every appearances of the devil. Appearance of the devil. So when you understand the operation of the devil is a negative personality. It has a voice that is negative. It is a voice that is anti the exceeding great promises of God. It says flee from those voices and from those devils. And if you have to flee from somebody that has a dirty mouth, and always negative, you want to flee. Beloved, because they don't help you. Here is the word of the Lord. From the moment Job said, I now know. I know the difference. He said, with the hearing of the ear, I have heard you. Until he hears, in his hearing ear, he could not see. The hearing ear is the ear of the spirit. Beloved, it surpasses the physical expression that you see
around you. Beloved ear, add in the hearing of his ear, even when the situation is yet to change. It means that it is a Mary stage where Mary said, let it be unto me according to thy word. Beloved, Mary saw the conception. From the moment that Mary said, I hear, I receive, I believe the word. We are not the performer of God's word. It is the Holy Spirit. And until you hear with the hearing ear and you see the word, it said unto Abraham in Genesis 13, as far as you can see, I have given it unto you. Abraham saw and Abraham asked. Everything that he saw, we are the proof of what he had and what he saw. When Abraham was still looking at his own flesh, he was not a partaker of the promise. Beloved, so you have to choose whose voice you will hear. The voice of the pain, of the problem, or the voice of the solution that cometh from the Lord, the voice of the answer that God gives to you. Beloved, the Lord showed me something that makes me shake and make me to decide in my life whose voice I'm going to tune into. These are men that were speaking to him. They were not always negative, but they are most of the time men negative. There are voices that are saying, are you the only one? There are voices, he had the voice of his wife, curse God and die. At least he resisted that one. He would have had no hope. Beloved, but the Lord spoke unto Job. After he had spoken to Job, he said to his friend, Eliphaz the Temanite, he said, my wrath is aroused against you and your two friends, and you have not spoken of me what is right, as my servant Job has. Now therefore, take for yourself 7 bulls, take for yourself, beloved, 7 rams, go to my servant Job and offer to you for yourself a burnt offering. And my servant Job shall pray for you. For I will accept him, lest I deal with you according to your foolishness. Because you have not spoken of me what is right, as my servant Job has. Beloved, what I want you to realize that the Lord showed me in that scripture. These friends were speaking. They have those things. Beloved, Job was at ground zero. They saw his body broken down. They saw his need for help. They saw a need for a change of story. The voices of the friends were speaking, but in spite of the need that they could meet, they were still speaking. But yet to go into their achievement and say, Job, we know that life has given you a bad blow. The act of mercy is not seen in them. They saw him breaking down. They saw his business gone. They saw his family gone. Beloved, I want you to know that the problem of Job would have been limited. Beloved, the duration of his suffering would have been reduced. If somebody who has the voice of the Lord, who has the hand of the Lord, who has the mind of Christ, who smile. A person that all they need from you is that you should just extend the hand of love and they can hear the voice of God through you. God said, you have what Job needs for Job to be rebuilt, for Job to come back again and flourish, for the later end of a Job to be better than its beginning. But man will watch a Job that fell from the top to continue to go down, waiting for him to be swallowed up. When you listen to the nonsensical voices and the words that they were saying, they are the things that make somebody who is down to go down and go down again. But I want you to know that the Bible says, rejoice not over me, my enemy. Rejoice not over me, my enemy. Rejoice not over me, my enemy, though I fall. I will arise again. Though I dwell in darkness, the Lord is a light for me. I will bear the indignation of the Lord because I have sinned against him. Until he plead my case and execute justice for me, he will bring me out to the light and I will see his righteousness. So I cannot remain in hiding. Therefore, I cannot be buried under darkness. Therefore, I cannot remain in obscurity. Beloved, when you hear the voice of the Lord, you drown the voice of the stranger. You drown the voice of sickness. You drown the voice of pain. You drown the voices of the enemy that is speaking to you by speaking to yourself. You are saying, rejoice not over me. I might have fallen, but there is a rising for me. My life might have looked as if it's down now. I am rising up. Beloved, it said, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. So, as you hear his voice, you will see that Job was not able to speak until he hear, in the hearing of the ear, the voice of the master. And all of those voices, they were breaking him down. All of a sudden, light came on. And beloved, he could see the future bright. He could see the future. He could see the future. He could see what lies ahead. Beloved, but do you know the enemy speaks? He was speaking through the just friend. They stood aloof. They have what it takes for that man to rise. Beloved, somebody only what you use for feeding for just one day at McDonald's, that is what somebody needs. Beloved, to turn a business around. The excesses that we have is what one person needed to engage, having looked for a job to start themselves and turn around and become an employer of labor. Beloved, ordinary 7 bulls and 7 rams in the hand of a man that has come to hear the voice of the Lord, that knows what they must do. With that 7 boots and 7 rams, can turn a just life around, and its later end was greater than its beginning. So don't my beginning be small. Don't my beginning be small. strength shall greatly increase. Every beginning is always small. Job 8, verse 7. So don't let anybody despise your day of little beginning. Despise it not. When despised, they were hearing the voices of the giant, the voices of the world. They despised themselves. He said, despise not the day of small beginnings. The word of the Lord said, the hands of Zerubbabel has laid the foundation of this house. His hand also will finish it. Then you will know that the Lord of all has sent me to you. Beloved, many times you can't see two people until you are small. Job would never have known what his friends were made of if he didn't come face to face with the challenges of life. He would have thought, I have noble friends. They are associates. They are achievers. There's no contention between us. They are never envious. They are celebrating each other. Job doesn't need anything from them. Beloved, they don't need anything from Job until Job comes. So the place where Job has to carry his cross, and Job begins to see what is inside of man. Jesus said in John chapter 2:24, I knew all men. He did not give himself unto them. He knew what is inside of man. Beloved soul, the man by the lips is looking for the opportunity to take over. So listening to him is listening to an enemy that is trying to unseat you. It is the Absalom barricading and beloved meeting everyone that is coming to see his father and saying, oh, hey, what is your problem? You know I can fix it for you. You are not on the throne. Why don't you let the person who is on that throne that has the legitimate right to the crown govern and rule? Why are you going through the back door to steal, to destroy the credibility of your father, to take over what does not belong to you? There are personalities that you meet on the way up who does not want you to go up, but they want you to go down. Beloved, all that Job was needing, this is prayer. This is what I'm sent to do. All that Job needed is just the little. There are personalities who, when you give them little, it becomes small in their hand. But there are people that have the spirit of wisdom. They have a wise heart. Little in their hand will become more than enough. But yet they know. But yet they could rise. But yet, all that they need to do is say, just take it. So God has to address the situation. He says, Zerubbabel laid the foundation. His hand will finish it. It will not be abandoned. For who has despised the day of small beginnings, but this seven will be glad when they see the plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel. These are the eyes of the Lord which range so and fro throughout the earth. The same eyes of the Lord is the eyes of the Lord that shows himself mighty in the direction of those whose hearts are perfect toward him. So Zerubbabel of God was focused. Zerubbabel of God did not listen to the voice of those who are drowners. Zerubbabel of God was not looking at those who were meant to help, but they were not helping. Beloved, he was not listening to the voices that can make his problem to look like a mountain. He's looking for people, beloved, who will be people that make his mountain to be like a molehill. Because they need to be the people that have the eyes of God. 2 Chronicles 16:9, the eyes of the Lord that was walking with Zerubbabel. It walks through and fro all over the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him. Beloved, God sees the wicked and he sees the good. Nothing is hidden from his face. That is why Hebrews 4:13 says, all things are plain before him. Beloved, that's why he said to Jeremiah, what have you seen? He said, I saw an almond tree. And the Lord said, I watch over my word to perform it. Beloved, they have spoken. The voices have spoken, but until the voices were silent and John began to hear the voice of the Lord, he spent his entire time wasting time trying to explain to his friends. The people that have already made up their mind that you have no hope of rising again, why wasting your time around them? Beloved, if they say, who taught you? Say, Pastor Ellie said, I should flee. Flee from every appearance. Of the devil. Flee. Pick your race and run. If the appearance of negativity, it is what you must run away from. It will not build you up. Even if it's the devil that is speaking inside of you, then shut up. I silence you. I hear the voice of the Lord. This is my most winning wisdom. Will release the skill. Will release the grace. Will release the favor. We release the power. We release the strength for me to derive divine results this week. Shut up! Shut up! Shut up! Shut up! Shut up, devil! I listen to you no more! Beloved, there are people that call me and say, Pastor Ellen, we want to come. I want to come to the summit. I want to come to the summit so that we can help you. When I said the church is starting, they sent me a note and said to me that they wrote some code because, you know, I thought I did computing. Sometimes I don't understand the people, they are too sophisticated. Sent me a note and said, oh, some kind of thing there. So I called. I said, Kinibobele, what is it that you put on the... my heart goes for you. I said, why? They were sorry for me. You said you want to come to the summit, I said, don't come and help me. Come if you want to come and meet God. Because my only helper is God. Your heart goes for me, but I've never seen you one day. The heart of Job's friend went for him, and only what he needed is for them to jumpstart him. The grace and the anointing is embedded inside of a man that was going through the season. Beloved, so my word to you, arise! Arise! Shine, for your light has come, for the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Behold, darkness shall cover the people, but upon you the light of God shall shine. It is not over. Arise! All that you need to do is to flee from negativity. Beloved, all that you need to do is to free yourself from the voices that are not building voices. There are voices that tear down. There are voices that break. There are voices that discourage. There are voices of pride and arrogance in the heart of men. There are voices that knew that, look at this man, he has risen before. Now that he's gone down, we will be higher. He must be looking up to us now. And they don't give him a chance. That is the voice of the devil. The devil saw that man has been embedded with such a power that God gave dominion authority to man. And it was the voice that went to go and deceive man to turn against God. Beloved, Saul saw his end on the throne by saying, the God said, go and burn up Ziklag. He said, but the people, what people? Other voices took the crown off his head and God gave it to his neighbor. Because he is the voice of the people. You want to keep the people? Abraham came back from the battle. He told the king, you can take this stuff. I will hold on to the promise. Dear to my heart, it's much more important than this stuff. What God promised me is great, is big, is deep. Beloved, I pray for you. God has made good promises to you this month. Hold on to it. Let it be within your focus. Press it into it. Beloved, you will suck the milk of the Gentiles. Their kings will return to build your wall. No good thing shall be withholden from you. In the mighty name of Jesus, even when you don't qualify, your ways are open because God has gone ahead of you to make a way for you where there is no way, to settle you, to establish you, to perfect you, and to fill your mouth with laughter, wipe away your tears, give you a new beginning, forget the former things, do not remember the things of old. They shall spring forth. You shall know of them. Christ in you is the hope of glory, is the wisdom and the power of God. So the little window of opportunity that is open to you, go right in and possess the land. For wherever the soles of your feet shall step into, you shall possess them as your possession in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. But beloved, you are cutting off those voices. Until Job cut off the voices of his friends, the voice of his internal fear, he could not hear the voice of his shepherd who knows how to jumpstart him, who knows that that the key for its beginning is in the hand of the sympathizers, but who does not want him to rise. They don't want it to be like them. They want it to remain small. They want it to remain in the state of a boil in his body, in the state of degeneration, in the state of not rising. Until the ears, in the ear of his spirit, it could not arise. The word of the Lord said, receive ye the engrafted word of God that is able to save your soul. Until his spirit man took a hold of the word of the Lord, there was no conception for his new beginning. Because the other voices will be drowned this morning so that you can hear the voice of your shepherd. He leads me beside the still water. He restores my soul. The battered soul, the discouraged soul. He prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. He anointed my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Beloved, until those voices are gone, the still small voice cannot be heard. And that is where you get the wisdom that profits. Until it came to a place of rest on the inside and hear the voice of the Lord, God cannot command those who have the key for its new beginning to rise. They have the key to open the door, but yet they sit with you and the key is in their pockets. And they never engage that key. But they are the one, they don't know that the more they keep Job in the state of broken down destiny, in the state of degradation, in the state of not rising, they have set a boundary on how far they themselves can go in life. Because until Job got jump started, he could not pray for them. So their achievement remained the same. They cannot go beyond what they are. That is the ignorance of a man that is fleshly oriented, an unkind person, a man that does not have the spirit of Jesus, personalities that have listened to another voice. As long as you keep your job down and the key is in your hand, you are limiting yourself. Two groups are on this altar. There are jobs on this altar this morning. Oh, life you have risen before, but life has thrown so much to you, confused your destiny. And your friends that used to look up to you, they have despised you now. You are a laughing stock. They humiliate and embarrass you. They joke about your situation. They fluff around you. But you are still standing. You have heard the voice of the jaws. Beloved, the mockery and the scorning has brought discouragement and despair into your heart. You have felt like quitting the race. You don't want to run anymore. You have lost hope of a new horizon. Everything was like a pattern. Is this ever going to be over for you, beloved? It is over now. The pain is over. Because whatsoever has a beginning must have an end. In spending time. Beloved, the only one that exists before the beginning began who does not change is God. But whatsoever has a beginning, and it means everything, if it is pain, it has a limited time, it has an expiry time. Whatsoever has a beginning, if it is sickness, it has an end time, it's not for life. Jesus said the sickness is not unto death. Whatsoever has a beginning, beloved, must have an end. God's word changes not. Ecclesiastes chapter 14. Beloved, the word of the Lord, I know that everything God does endures forever. Beloved, when the problem is over and you take all of the solution, it is forever. There is nothing to add to it and there is nothing to take from it because it's not complete. Because Calvary said it is finished. It said, for God has so worked that man should fear him. That beloved whatsoever has a beginning, has an end. But your God is the God of new beginnings. So you can boldly say, rejoice not over me. My enemy, though I fall, yet I will arise. But I know the word of the Lord endures forever, and I'm holding on to that word, and I'm silencing every other voice. That is why Jacob said, my righteousness shall answer for me in its time. It will not lie. You will know that the integrity of my heart, the commitment to purpose and divine agenda, it will answer for me when the voices of those who rise up against me are drowned and there shall be no more. I will still be standing. That is why Job said in 22:29, it said, when men say that there is a casting down, I will say there is a lifting up for me. So in order for you to rise, you have to know how to speak to your soul. David said, why are you cast down, O my soul? Put your trust in God because it's not over yet. You will yet praise him. Beloved, silence the agitation of your mind. Silence the lies of the enemy. Silence the voice of opposition. Silence the cry that you have cried. Wipe away your tears. It is a new day now. It is a new day. 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 Lift up your voice and say, it is a new day for me. The voice of winning, word of wisdom, is establishing me. It's settling me. It's making perfect of the circumstances. It's turning away my sorrow into joy. It's bringing me to the large land that the Lord has ordained for me. I shall not go down. I am rising. My singing is coming forth again. For God is my joy in the morning. Is the healing. Is the healer. He heals my bones, my marrow and my joy. This sickness is not unto death. I shall rise again. I shall rise again. I shall rise again. I shall rise again. I shall be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of water. I will bring forth my fruit in its season. My flowers shall not fail. Issachar, for whatsoever the Lord doeth, abideth forever. God's word to me endureth forever. In the mighty name of Jesus. Therefore, I forget the former things. I shall not remember the things of old. For God is doing my roots by the river. I will not fear when the heat comes. My leaf will be green. I will not be anxious in this month. I will not be anxious in this year. There is no anxiety in my life forever. In the mighty name of Jesus. For my tree, it shall continue to yield forth good fruit. In the mighty name of Jesus. For the Lord shall restore to me the years that the locust and the cankerworm have eaten. For my time of restoration is here now. For God is for me. No man shall be against me. Therefore, I agree with the word of the Lord. With the hearing of the ear, I have heard. Therefore, I saw the Lord now. For the Lord will restore to me and heal me of my wounds. They have called me forsaken. They have abandoned me. They have neglected me. They have even left me. My friend have deserted me. Nobody was seeking for me. But when men said there is a casting down, I say today is my day of rising, my day of being lifted. I shall be in Kekusosos here. I shall come out of obscurity, for the snare is broken. I have escaped, for my help is in the name of the Lord. The Lord shall cause the voice of rejoicing and salvation and thanksgiving to proceed out of my mouth. And the Lord shall multiply me spiritually, physically, in my business, in my career, in all that I do. I will not go down. I shall not diminish anymore. The Lord shall glorify me. I shall not be small. My children shall be as before. Even my congregation shall be established before the Lord. For the Lord will arise on my behalf, contend with those who contended with me. For the Most High God will punish all them that oppress me. For my oppressors are now oppressed. My adversary, every one of them, go into captivity. Those who prey upon me become a prey. For God is for me. No man shall be against me. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore I shall be planted in the house of the Lord. I will flourish in the court of my God. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. It is a new day for me. For the Lord has gone ahead of me. He has made a way for me where there is no way. He has put in my hand the keys of David that opened the door and no man shall shut. Therefore, the loins of kings are on guard and concerning me. They will open before me a double door and my gate shall not be shut. I have access to the treasures that lies beneath the earth. I am blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I am blessed with the blessing of the heaven above, with the blessing of the earth beneath. My kneading bowl and my basket, they are blessed. I am blessed with the blessing of the womb. I conceive divine ideas of winning wisdom. I conceive divine idea of greatness. I conceive divine ideas that releases grace for divine innovation in the mighty name of Jesus. It is written concerning me in the mighty name of Jesus. God has opened the book of remembrance for me. Therefore, today, accepted from the feet, accepted from broken down mind, broken down body, accepted from oppression. For he that the Lord has set free is free indeed. 1,000 shall fall on my side, 10,000 on my right side. With my eyes I will see the reward of the wicked. No evil shall come near me, neither shall any plague come near my dwelling places. The gentle shall come to my light, the kings to the brightness of my favor, of my rising. I shall be like a city that is set upon the hill that cannot be hidden. In the mighty name of Jesus, my soul shall come from afar. My daughter shall be not by my side. I am entering into my season of enlargement. In the mighty name of Jesus, they will come and see and become radiant. Beloved, begin to continue to speak to yourself, because the abundance of the sea, they shall come to me. The wealth of the Gentiles shall come to me. The multitude of camels shall cover my land. The dominions of Midian and Ephah, all those of Sheba, shall come to seek the winning word of wisdom from my mouth. They will bring to me their gifts, their gold, and their incense. They shall proclaim the praises of my God, who is at work in me, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Therefore, I decree and declare, my new beginning has started now. The sons of stranger, they shall build my wall. Their kings shall minister to me. As soon as they hear my voice, they will submit themselves unto me. Strangers shall fade away, even from their close places. The Lord has surrounded me with favor, as with a shield. Everywhere I turn, I meet with favor. The resources of heaven are available unto me. Therefore, everything that I need to have my needs met, I have them in abundance, provided for me in Christ Jesus. For I've been young, said the Lord to the mouth of David. Now I am old, I have never seen the righteous forsaken, not their children beg for bread. My gates shall be open continually for opportunity, for favor, for release, for divine help, for divine sustenance, for greatness, for establishment. In the mighty name of Jesus, my gates shall not be shut. I will not be denied of opportunity. Good things will no longer slip through my mouth. In the name of Jesus, I'm the right candidate to be lifted this week. I am the right candidate to be favored this week. I am the right candidate to be at this week. I am the right candidate to be met all this week. I am the right candidate to have celebration this week. For my morning has been turned to dancing. In the mighty name of Jesus, my weeping has been turned to laughter. In the mighty name of Jesus, for my ashes, I have beauty. In the name of Jesus, because the gentleness and the tenderness of God has made me great. In the name of Jesus, every nation and kingdom that refuse to serve me, they shall perish. Those nations that stood against me shall be no more. In the mighty name of Jesus, there is a divine exchange for me. In Christ Jesus, the glory of Lebanon shall come to me. The best thing on earth, they will come, even to beautify the dwelling. yet come to bow down before me. They will lick the dust of my feet. In the name of Jesus, I shall be called the city of the Lord, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel. For the eyes of the Lord watches to and fro all over the earth. It will show itself mighty on my behalf. In his presence, every mountain of my life, they melt like brass. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, every mountain will skip like a ram. Every static and rigid problem, every persistent problem in my life, you shall be no more. In the mighty name of Jesus, from this day, I begin to be celebrated in places where I have previously been rejected. Those that were previously shut against me, they are open before me now. For the Lord has made me an eternal excellence, a joy of many generations. With joy, I draw water this week and throughout the days of my life. Out of the wells of salvation, I drink the milk of the gentle. I meet the breath of the kings. Only the best is for me. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare exceeding great even promises of God delivered to me, exceeding great riches, exceeding great wealth, exceeding great health. It delivers for me for all this. It delivers to me for establishment. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, instead of bronze, the Lord will bring me gold. Instead of iron, the Lord shall bring me silver. Instead of food, the Lord shall decorate my life with wounds, with bronze. In the name of Jesus, instead of stones, I have iron. Then my officer shall be peace. The peace of God surround my borders, for the Prince of Peace indwelleth me. For his peace he has given unto me, not like the world give. Therefore, my magistrate will be righteous, my officers will be peace. No more violence, no more the clashes of the enemy, no more the enemy be able to violate my body or violate my life or invade my privacy, invade this temple that belongs to the Lord. No voice of violence, no voice of fear, no voice of dread, no voice of pain, no voice of problem, no voice of the adversary, no voice of loneliness, no voice of immorality, no voice of neglect, no voice of abandonment, no voice of the emptiest, no voice of confusion, no voice of evil persons, no voice of cruel men shall be heard in my tabernacle, no voice of poverty, no voice of death, no voice of destruction, no voice of losses shall find its way even near me. For the Lord has built around me a wall of fire. He has surrounded me with favor, has been a shield. Because I have favor with God, I have favor with man. In the name of Jesus, they that know their God, they shall be strong, and they shall do exploits. Therefore, from today, I have a new name. In the name of Jesus, with the mouth of the Lord, has called me. I am an achiever. I will not fail. I will rise. I am not going down. In the mighty name of Jesus, for I shall be the planting of the Lord, and therefore I shall flourish in the court of my God. I shall no longer be bound for second. My land will no longer be desolate. Men will begin to look for me, to honor me, to help me, to support me, to be to me what God has called them to be. I shall now be called Hephzibah, and my land shall be married. In the name of Jesus, for as a young man marries a virgin, so shall my sons marry me as a me, for in nothing shall I suffer shame. I have set my hand in the plow. There is no looking back. Therefore, the voice of my shepherd will I hear. The voices of a stranger I shall not follow. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, if you believe, just say, let it be unto me according to the voice of the Lord, according to the word of the Lord. It shall be, I permit my life, I permit my destiny, I permit my ministry, I permit the work of my hands, I permit my home, everything that is around me, everyone connected to me, to line up with the word of the Lord. Therefore, I permit me to carry the manifestation, for I permit myself to manifest the word of God wherever I grow, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, my Father. Thank you. The grass withers and the flowers fail, but the word of the Lord abideth forever. For it is written, my covenant shall I not break, neither will I alter the things that has gone out of my mouth. Therefore, for those scenarios, the voices of the enemy is silenced, the voices of contenders are silenced, the voices of negativity are silenced, the voices of unfriendly friends are silenced, the voices of confusionists are silenced, the voice of fear are silenced. Therefore, I decree, be established where God has planted you, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Every nightmare, every oppression of the night, today I silence them in the mighty name of Jesus. Everything that yoke you to your past, that refuse to let you go, that refuse to hinder you from present into your future, it is over now in the mighty name of Jesus. Therefore, over everyone in this commission, I command, let the voice of the winning word of wisdom of God begin to find expression in the mighty name of Jesus, in the life of this commission, our leaders and our members, in the mighty name of Jesus. Therefore, as we go forth today, everyone is returning with testimony, and no good thing will be withholding from us in the name of Jesus. The sick are healed, the lame, spiritually lame, and are bounced back, and they begin to walk. There is hope for a tree when it is caught. At the shedding of water, it shall brood again. Therefore, the water of life has been shed into every life that is on this altar today. Now begin to produce fruit. Begin to flourish like a palm tree. Begin to grow, prevailers, like a cedar in Lebanon, in the name of Jesus. Therefore, as the Lord has brought us out of obscurity today, we remain in the center of the Father's heart, in the place of His love, in a secure and sure place. Therefore, anyone that will not favor us today, they will perish, and they shall be no more. But the Lord has surrounded us with favor, as with a shield, in the name of Jesus. The favor that brings increase, that brings settlement, that gainful employment, the favor of God that releases grace is available even unto us today. Therefore, the grace of God is multiplied unto us in whatever we do. Therefore, we will return continually with praise in our heart for the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. We give you praise, O God. Now unto you, the King eternal, the King immortal, the only wise God, my Father who is at work in me, both to will and to do of His good pleasure. My God, that establishes the counsel of His servant, that executes the word of His messenger. Unto you today I return the glory, I return the honor, I return the praise for what you have done in our lives. Blessed be your name, for we have prayed in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.